Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm WSB's Clark Howard.
From Cobb to Cherokee,
Carroll to Gwinnett,
Fulton to Forsyth,
and all of Metro 11.
You'll get severe weather,
a traffic riddler,
or breaking news
immediately
accurate
from the WSB 24-hour Breaking News Center. WSB,
depend on it.
Hello, this is Jamie Foxx, and you're listening to my man Mark Aaron.
No, I want this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
Back to the show, 11:07, 7 after 11. Mark Arum here, you there. It's Movie Monday on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Low T Chuck screening the calls. Longoria on the other side of the takeout window. Two topics of discussion today on the Movie Monday program. First off, we heard the announcement here on WSB Radio that Steve Spurrier is retiring, I think immediately, from being a football coach for the University of South Carolina. So in honor of his retirement, best and worst coaches in movie history. And if you missed it over the weekend, Randy Quaid, better known as Cousin Eddie from the Vacation movies, was arrested trying to re-enter the U.S. from Canada for whatever. But his Cousin Eddie is one of the greatest characters in movie history. So give me your funniest supporting character ever in a movie. Two very simple topics tonight. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Taylor in Bethlehem, T-Bone Pickens, what's cooking, buddy?
Oh, not much. I'm exhausted.
Tough weekend?
Long weekend and then super long rehearsal tonight.
I saw you eating a lot of sausage over the weekend.
Yes, I went to Helen for Oktoberfest.
Very nice. Your husband's in way too good a shape, by the way.
I will tell him you said that.
That was very emasculating.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Her husband makes low T look like a weenie, like out of shape. And low T's in.
Right.
As far as radio's concerned, low T's like a triathlete.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. He doesn't belong here.
Yeah, no.
One of these things doesn't belong.
Look at Chuck and go, that guy's in radio.
Right.
Me and Longoria go, there's two radio guys right there.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough. Boosting up your husband's ego. What do you got for Movie Monday, buddy?
So best coach, I think, was probably Clint Eastwood in Million Dollar Baby.
Oh, yeah, boxing manager, boxing coach, I like it.
And then in the same vein, worst, only because I don't like the character, is Christian Bale's character in The Fighter.
Oh, the crackhead.
Yeah.
What was his name? Dagnabbit. I liked that movie, and Christian Bale was amazing in that movie. Dickie, that was his name, Dickie, yeah.
Yeah. And then my favorite supporting characters is actually a tie. They're both from Robin Hood, Men in Tights. I love Dave Chappelle's character, too.
Absolutely.
Blinken, little blind guy.
Blinken, yeah.
Blinken, he's the best.
Good callback on
that. Did you say Abe Blinken?
Blinken.
Oh, I said, hey, Blinken.
Blinken.
Absolutely. All right, great call, T. Thanks, buddy.
No problem.
All right, have a good night. Larry is in Roswell. Larry, you are on the Mark Arum Show.
Mark, how are you tonight?
Excellent, buddy. What's going on?
Doing great. I was going to add a little about Randy Quaid.
Yes, sir.
The locally filmed Atlanta movie, the infamous Slugger's Wife.
Oh, yes, about the Atlanta Braves slugger.
Yeah, Randy Quaid was Moose, the first baseman
in that movie
for the Braves.
Absolutely correct.
Yeah, one of the worst movies. ABC movie critic called it the worst movie of that year.
Really? I liked that movie. I thought it was pretty good.
Well, I paid attention. I was number 43, Dominic, for the Braves in that movie. So
you were, really?
Yeah, Randy and I went to the Rawlings trailer in the parking lot at Fulton County. They were making a bat for him out in the trailer.
How did you wind up getting in that?
used to throw BP to the Braves, and Wayne Minshew, PR with the Braves, called me up, and Columbia Pictures were looking for ball players.
That's awesome. I had the opportunity, and I kind of regret it now because I can't even lift my shoulder anymore, but I was asked to throw BP to the Gwinnett Braves, and I didn't do
excellent.
It. I just couldn't fit in my schedule, and now my arm, my shoulder is so shot right now. I couldn't throw a piece of paper across the room right now.
I understand that. I'm old, too.
Rebecca De Mornay. Did you get to see Rebecca De Mornay at all?
Oh, that was part of the reason that movie was a flop. No chemistry between Michael O'Keefe and Rebecca.
She had chemistry with the Tom Cruise. In,
she dated him at that, you know, at the premiere of that movie.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, the movie with Cruise, what was that movie? The first movie she was in with Cruise.
Risky Business.
Yeah, that was her big break, but she was so snooty in that movie. It was amazing, and the scene, the inside scenes we filmed inside the limelight.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah,
I told the makeup guy standing next to me, they were filming, and I said, "That's not Rebecca up on stage. They weren't filming her that morning." But I said, "You deserve an Emmy if you made her into who she is in the movie."
So in that movie, guest appearances by Ernie Johnson and Skip Carey and Pete Van Wehren.
Oh, a lot of people that I played ball with and against, and even Kevin Barnes, my manager in the senior league here in Atlanta.
Brad Nessler's on there.
Yeah,
Ted Turner was in that movie.
Oh, Bucky Dent, Mark Fidrich, the Bird.
The Bird, yeah, Al Hrabowski.
Oh, I got him to tell the story about him biting the head off a bird up in Wrigley Field one day in the locker room.
That's awesome. I got to rewatch that movie now. You got to be pumped to watch that movie again.
Well, I caught the tail end. What was the movie that they cut your best scene out of?
Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans.
Yeah, I'm in the deleted scenes, but not the actual movie that was shown.
We share similar. They cut out my best scene in the movie. Coca-Cola owned Sony at the time, and I downed a Coca-Cola in Bedrock's locker, in the locker room, and they cut it out. Darn.
Oh, no kidding? Larry, that's a great story, man. I do appreciate you calling and sharing that. Slugger's Wife, filmed in Atlanta about a brave slugger. Good stuff. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. John's in Atlanta. John, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
I got three quick things I want to tell you.
Fire away, brother.
I grew up with a Scott Wilson from East Point, Georgia, and Scott's first movie role was Hickok, where they went out and murdered the Clutter family.
Mm-hmm.
It was Truman Capote's black and white movie.
In Cold Blood?
I don't know if you ever saw it, but that was his first endeavor.
No kidding.
Into the movies. He's a terrible actor. But the second thing is... I'm dyslexic, so I love movies, but I have to get into the characters of movies. And I wanted to ask your opinion about something. Have you ever really watched Cool Hand Luke?
Oh, yeah.
More than maybe 10 times?
Probably right about 10 times.
Well, it's the story of Christ, and it was very cleverly written, but you've got to watch it to be able to separate it. To see all of this, there's no cussing in it,
mm-hmm.
and it's an incredible story. But my favorite baseball movie is The Natural, and Wilford Brimley.
Pop
in there
Fisher, yeah.
With all those great moves with the brim of the hat and all of that.
Oh, spitting tobacco.
It's got every cliche that's ever been said to you as a child.
Yeah.
Knocked the cover off the ball.
And Roy Hobbs actually did knock the cover off the ball. Thank you for the call. I forgot, we didn't give our guesses for Gene Hackman Network.
Oh, yeah.
Did you come up with the number, Chuck? Did you find the number?
I did.
All right, I'm going to say... See, he wasn't in... He didn't hit the big Hollywood payday years, you know? But he doesn't look like someone who'd be foolish with his money. So I'm going to... maybe be a little low here and say 22 million.
Really? I'm going to say 80.
Got it. 80.
Shut up.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, nice, Longoria. Sweet. 80. Good for him. Yeah. I feel better now. I just thought, you know, his paydays probably weren't that big in the 70s and 80s. And, you know, he isn't, you know, getting $15 million a picture in, so.
No, but there's a lot of big movies in the 90s. His 90s, he's got a pretty good roster.
Unforgiven alone is.
Yeah, Unforgiven, The Firm, Crimson Tide, yep. Get Shorty, The Birdcage.
Yeah, you're right.
And The Enemy of the State with Will Smith, I mean.
That made a lot of money.
It wasn't a great movie. No. But it made a lot of money.
All right,
so.
Good for him. 80 mil. Good job, Longoria.
Nice.
John's in Eatonton. Nice. John, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
How you doing, buddy?
What up, Johnny boy?
Well, I'm going to my 41st year in radio broadcasting on Monday.
Congratulations, my friend.
I'll be 52 years old on that day.
How many old?
52.
And you've been in the industry how long?
40 years, going to my 41st year on Monday.
So you were breaking child labor laws back in the day.
That's very funny, buddy. Oh, I got real good movies for you. Now, in the movie Radio, actually, radio had nothing to do with a radio show.
Exactly.
But it was Cuba Gooding Jr.
Cuba Gooding.
Played the role as a kid radio.
Yes, exactly.
The real radio that we know is actually a football coach. And a real funny movie I would love is Eddie Murphy, where he plays the role as the Clubs family. And he goes like, Cletus, 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 my dog's getting married. My dog's getting married. Oh, Cletus, Cletus, my dog's getting married. Oh, so, honey, let me fix you a good appetizer.
Fantastic, John. That's beautiful, my friend. Congratulations on your anniversary, dude.
Yeah, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All right, big boy.
Stay, buddy. Stay blessed, buddy.
You too, man. I'm assuming, is that Meg in Pennsylvania on line 8? There's no name there. Meg, how you doing, dear?
Hello, Mark. I'm fine, thank you.
Say hi to Longoria.
Hello, Longoria.
Hi, Meg.
What's up, buddy?
Your topic, it's so much static up here. It was hard to hear.
It's the atmosphere.
Well, you know, atmospherics, well, it kicks in every now and then.
Exactly, exactly.
Favorite co-stars or sidekicks, I prefer co-stars, is Walter Matthau with Jack Lemmon, Grumpy Old Men, and The Odd Couple.
I understand what you're saying, that those are great, but those are, like, they're leading actors. I'm looking for supporting characters, like, just someone with a small role in a movie that was an amazing character, in a comedic role.
Well, you know, I did my best, and, you know.
No, those are, listen, they're great.
Fortune Cookie, you know, Longoria, smack them. Fortune Cookie
I will.
Is good, too.
Blessed.
No, I'm sorry. Look, okay, and favorite coach. Well, favorite coach. I'm thinking Kevin Costner, Bull Durham. Oh, he was terrible. They're both fighting over Susan Sarandon and Tim Robbins. That was kind of twisted. It was a good movie, but she tortured him. She read poetry to him while he was tied to the bed.
Yes, that was interesting. Kevin Costner, not the coach though, in that movie. He was the catcher. The catcher, not the coach. Thanks for the call, Meg. Always glad to hear from you. All right, Richard and Adam, hang tight. We're going to get to your calls in a second. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Best and worst coaches in movie history, and your favorite supporting character, comedic character in a movie, in honor of Randy Quaid as Cousin Eddie in Vacation. The soundtrack tonight sucks, Longoria.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
And I have no idea what the movie is, so yeah. I'm 0 for 2.
You
on
will
that.
Towards the end.
All right, your call is coming up 404-872-0750 on Twitter at Mark Arum, MarkArum. This is the Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Welcome back, 11:24, Movie Monday rolling along. Richard in Columbus, Ohio, a staple of Movie Mondays. How are you, Richard?
If life were any better, I'd have to be twins, Mark.
My man, what's going on?
Well, I tell you, for best role as a coach, I'd like to nominate Gary Busey as Bear Bryant in The Bear.
Wow, all right.
And another one, Jack Warden as Coach Hallis in the original Brian song.
How about, what was the coach's name in the Warren Beatty movie?
That's Jack Warden again.
Yeah, exactly. Jack Warden as the Rams coach.
Absolutely.
He's one of my favorite actors of all time.
Everything he does.
Unfortunately, he passed away in 2006, so we'll never get him on the show.
A legacy of fine film.
Did you see him in, it was one of his later, maybe one of his last movies, he's in Mighty Aphrodite. He was good in that. While You Were Sleeping, he was good in that. Where's
Even
the
in
one?
The Presidio, which isn't a great film.
Oh man, he's been so good in so many different things. I love Jack Warden.
And I tell you, for supporting actor, I came in late. I don't know if anyone mentioned Harvey Korman as Hedley Lamarr in Blazing Saddles.
No, an amazing character actor, an amazing comedic role as a supporting actor there.
He still makes me laugh in that. And, of course, an honorable mention to Dom DeLuise as da-da-da, Cannonball Run.
As Captain, he had a couple of names. Captain Chaos.
I don't know, but he puts on that cape and that mask.
Yeah.
It makes me laugh.
You know, speaking of Cannonball Run, how about the proctologist as a...
There you go. There's Jack Elam again, right.
Yeah. God, that guy. I remember watching that movie as a kid and being scared of that guy. Like, I don't know what a proctologist is, but I never want to go after seeing that guy. Weird looking dude. Kevin's in Mayreta. Kevin, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, how about Harry Shearer, I think's his name,
mm-hmm.
and Spinal Tap, and I think he was in a lot of those movies.
when he had the cucumber in his pants?
Yeah.
And he's going through security at the airport, and he's got a cucumber wrapped in tinfoil in his well, pants.
Yeah, he cracks me up. I think he was in A Mighty Wind.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that group did several just hilarious
yeah.
movies.
Yeah, Harry Shearer. All right, here's a good question. Harry Shearer, I bet his net worth is over $80 million.
You think so?
Yes.
Yep.
From The Simpsons alone. Because he's a voice of a lot of The Simpsons guys. So yeah. I'm going to put his Harry Shearer at $90 million for his net worth.
I'm going to do 50.
Say 100 million.
You say 100?
65.
65?
Ah, yes.
Dagnabbit. Longoria's price is right me here on the guesses. Kevin, appreciate the call, my friend. Preach.
He gets $300,000 per episode.
And he's only got how much? 60?
It says 65 million.
That's still a hell of a career.
$300,000 an episode? That's pretty high. Every Sunday, you get $300,000.
I would say 90% of that is from The Simpsons. That's Simpsons money right there.
Just
oozing out. All right, this horrible soundtrack continues. We'll come back after news, weather, and traffic on a Movie Monday. Jeff, Robert, Don, Adam, and you, if you call now, 404-872-0750. On Twitter, at Mark Arum. Facebook, Mark Arum, WSB. Instagram, Mark Arum. What do you know? It's the Mark Arum Show.
They call it Stormy Monday.
I'm WSB's Mark Arum. Depend on the WSB Breaking News Center
for immediate breaking news,
severe weather alerts,
or a traffic red alert
whenever and wherever they strike.
Immediately accurate
WSB.
Depend on it.
Hey, this is Ray Liotta, and you're listening to the
Welcome back to the show, 11:35, 25 in front of midnight. It's Movie Monday on the Mark Arum Show. Tomorrow night, it's not really the Mark Arum Show. We're going to carry the debate live, and then I'll do an hour after the debate from 11 to midnight, but that's going to be on all the Cox stations, right? Not just...
Yeah, it'll be on all of them.
So we're talking politics tomorrow, which means they're paying me extra, so that's all right.
Yeah. But you get to have Bortz and Erickson on.
Yeah,
that'll be weird.
Exactly.
Fun. Those two.
Yes. Two guys that didn't lose their virginity till their mid-30s will join me on the program tomorrow night on the Mark Arum Show. Tonight is Movie Monday, though. One of the big stories today you heard here on WSB, Steve Spurrier, South Carolina coach, legendary coach in the SEC, former Heisman Trophy winner, announces his retirement. So on this Movie Monday, your best and worst coaches in movie history. And Randy Quaid was arrested coming back into the country from Canada this weekend. Uncle Eddie, Cousin Eddie from Vacation Movies, in honor of his triumphant return to the United States of America. Funniest supporting character ever in a movie. I haven't been blown away by a lot of these...
By the answers.
I mean, come on. Funniest supporting character in movie history. There's a ton of them out there.
Yeah.
404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Jeff joins us on the program. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on, brother?
Just on your previous caller, Captain Chaos, Dom DeLuise.
Yes.
Yes, and I got a supporting actor, John Lovitz. Love him in League of Their Own and in just about any other movie.
Yeah, and how about, someone said this on Twitter. Let me give the correct shout-out. Nathan on Twitter, no one said Jimmy Dugan from A League of Their Own is best coach.
Yeah, and I guess that's Tom Hanks.
Exactly.
That's kind of a two-for-one. But also I liked Matthew McConaughey and We Are Marshall.
All right.
As far as that one.
Mixed results on that. Some people liked it, some people didn't.
But
McConaughey, to me, I'll be a McConaughey fan forever simply because of Dazed and Confused, that movie about the last day of high school in 1976. That he was just awesome in that.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Thank you, Jeff. Robert's in Douglasville. Robert, welcome to the program.
Yes, sir. I liked What About Bob with Bill Murray and Richard Dreyfuss. This is one of my favorites.
An amazing movie. An amazing movie.
And Caddyshack with Bill Murray was pretty good, too.
Yeah, as far as a supporting character, Bill Murray in Caddyshack was pretty funny.
I forgot he was a supporting character. He wasn't the main character.
No, he was just, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, one of my favorite movies of all time is One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Okay.
With Jack Nicholson.
Classic.
Yeah, that was a great one. I tell you, Bill Murray, he seemed to make Ghostbusters and a lot of other movies.
Here, that's a good one. Let's do Bill Murray's net worth. Bill Murray's net worth, Longoria.
150 mil.
I'm going 220. Chuckles?
What'd you go?
I said 220.
I said 150.
Yeah, 120.
God bless, really?
Yeah.
With Ghostbusters and all he's done, that's it. I mean, listen, 120 million is nothing.
That's why he's still doing movies. He's in some new movie, isn't he?
How is he not worth $200 million already?
Okay, so this here at this website that I always go to, celebritynetworth.com, mm-hmm. it said, although his career has waned somewhat, he made an estimated $75 million in between June 2014 and June 2015, which brought his net worth to $120 million.
How many million did he make?
75.
Wonder where that all came from.
I don't know. What did he do in 2014? That's what it says right here.
He did a bunch of indie flicks.
The highest paid actor earning an estimated $75 million between.
He's in something right now that's coming out this week.
Yeah, I saw the ad.
It's kind of funny.
Interesting. All right, I'm getting crushed in celebrity net worth today. Don's in Atlanta. Don, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark, how you doing today, buddy?
What's going on, Donnie?
Man, I got two for you, or maybe three. You got to help me out here, though.
Okay.
Denzel Washington played one. I'm thinking it was Friday Night Lights. For the best coach.
No, that was Remember the Titans.
That's it. Remember the Titans.
Yes.
That's it. I knew it was something like that. Okay. That would be my best coach. My worst coach was kind of flip-flop, and actually it would be the worst and the best. And that was Walter Matthau, Bad News Bears.
Oh, he's my favorite coach. I mean,
he was great in that movie.
He was great in that movie. I mean, giving the kids a beer in the dugout. The kids are 10, 11, 12 years old.
Best supporting actor, Marty Feldman, Young Frankenstein.
Oh, good call. Very good call. What's his net worth?
Oh, man, no telling. Now he's dead.
He's dead now, yeah.
$100.
Marty Feldman. If you enter that name into celebritynetworth.com, they'd be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, who?
Marty Feldman. Great call, Don. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, man.
See you, boss. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Diane in Houston. Di, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark. Well, actually, I had three best coaches, and hanging on the line, people are just slipped them out on me because I had Jimmy Dugan, Tom Hanks from A League of Their Own, and then Walter Matthau mm-hmm. from Bad News Bears. And I guess my third is Kurt Russell from Miracle.
I didn't see Miracle. That was the Miracle on Ice, the hockey movie.
You didn't see that?
No.
You have to see this.
I will have to see that.
Even if you don't like sports. And
I do.
If you don't like ice hockey.
No, I do like them both.
Oh, that was great. But my best supporting character would have to be Jackie Gleason, Sheriff of Beaufort, P. Justice.
That's a great one. Absolutely. That's a great one.
Yes, this is one that doesn't get mentioned as much, but I don't know why. And I have a problem too with the fact that no one ever mentions all the great domination of the movies that Burt Reynolds did through the 70s.
Oh, here's the level of that. So Burt Reynolds dominated the 70s.
Totally.
Eddie Murphy dominated the 80s.
Yeah,
I think. Tom Hanks? Do we go Tom Hanks in the 90s with Forrest Gump and all that?
Definitely. Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Everything.
Who dominated the 2000s in movies? Who was the dominant force in the 2000s?
Well, Hanks had some. Well, maybe starting off, Denzel.
Good call. Good call. Maybe we'll do that. We'll do that next Monday on Movie Monday,
well,
Diane.
I don't know if you saw my tweet, but please let's do a bad Southern accent. Please.
Wait, we've actually done that before on the show.
Oh, well, I missed it, and we can look. This is, it's the well that never ends, because I know you're not a Southerner. You're by choice, not by birth.
Exactly.
Honest to goodness, when you're a Southerner and you watch these movies, it sounds like they either do Gone with the Wind Southern accent, or they do what's the rooster from the Warner Brothers cartoon? Well,
Foghorn Leghorn.
Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah. No, there have definitely been some bad Southern accents in movies.
They're so painful for us to watch.
All right, we can do that again. It's been a while since we did that.
I guarantee you, every Southerner, the minute we see it, we just cringe, and you can't enjoy the movie.
Well, that's why I started the show with James Caan in the program.
I know.
He didn't even fully commit to it.
And here's the thing about it. Just like now that they're filming so many movies, you know, in Georgia due to the tax credit, and in the Carolinas, and actually in Louisiana, can they not find some coaches or just some random person off the street and just let them work as a dialect coach? Dear heaven.
I think, Diane, I'm going to nominate you for the dialect coach.
I will do it.
You've got the accent down.
Her and Jennifer.
Exactly. Diane, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, Tim.
All right, take care. Todd is in Acworth. Todd Gack, welcome to the Mark Arum Show. Hey, buddy.
They kind of stole my thunder. I had Walter Matthau and also Marty Feldman for Young Frank.
Marty Feldman does not have a net worth because he passed away. We checked, unfortunately. Rest in peace, Marty Feldman.
Well, of course, I do have John Candy in Cool Runnings.
John Candy, he was the main character, though. Oh, as a coach.
As a coach.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay, that counts. Coaching the bobsledders.
Yeah, yeah. Now I have to say I'm one of those guys that hasn't had a television in like a couple of years, and I just got a converter, and I saw you on television for the first time.
Whoa!
And you know, I had no idea what you looked like.
What did you think?
He got rid of his TV the next day.
Not impressed.
Yeah, I threw away my TV. you look different than what I thought.
Well, how did you think I looked?
Well, I figured you were a lot chunkier.
Okay.
You look good. I could definitely.
Do you want his phone number? You could take him out on a date.
Well, it's funny because the television adds 15 pounds. So imagine what you saw in 15 pounds skinnier. That's what I look like in real life. Not really, but. By the way, I gotta post a video to my Facebook page today. So we're doing inside of Good Morning America. We do these little cut-ins. And where you come and we do weather and traffic, get a little news headline, and boom, you go back to Good Morning America. And the last one, or the second to last one today, I'm blaming the director.
Yeah, it looked like you were adjusting yourself or something.
They came to me too early, and I wasn't ready, so I had to like kind of slide back into the camera.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I'll post it on my Facebook page, Mark Arum WSB. Well, thanks for finally watching me on TV, Todd.
Well, I wanted to ask you, does Jennifer Griffiths, is she ever on television?
She is not, but she should be.
Yeah.
She's a cutie.
I've met her a long time ago, and I'm just wondering if she still is as hot as she used to be.
She is definitely. If anyone wants to know what Jennifer Griffiths looks like, just go to Google image search Ruth Buzzy.
When sperm meets egg.
And that'll find, you'll see how hot Jennifer Griffiths is. She is smoking hot. Scott's in Douglasville. Scotty, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Okay, someone took Denzel Washington for the best coach, but for the best supporting actor, I would have to say Lawrence Fishburne in the Matrix trilogy.
Comedic actor, like comedy performance.
That's funny. Okay, the skinnier Wayans brother in the first two Scary movies.
All right, I'll go with that. How about Chris Rock in I'm Gonna Get You, Sucka?
Oh, that's the best.
That's a great. All right, here's your last chance to guess this soundtrack. I personally have no idea.
You'll know from here, from this song.
All right. If you know the movie soundtrack, call now. You'll win the prize pack. 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK. We'll come back. We'll finish. Oh, no. Turn it down. That's too easy. Son of a gun. I have no prize pack to give away.
See?
We'll come back. We'll give you star of the show. We'll take some calls. We'll have some fun. It's Movie Monday on the Mark Arum Show. Warriors toe-to-toe.
Football. Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Final segment of the broadcast. We got to be super quick. So 10 seconds or less on this Movie Monday. Jeremy's in Gainesville. Jeremy, fire away.
All right. Best coaches. Two in one movie. That would be Hector Elizondo and Robert Loggia from Necessary Roughness because they were a dynamic duo.
Good call. I like that. I like that. Outside the box. Kenneth, real quick, my friend, what do you got?
Hey, guys. Worst coach, Henry Winkler and
Waterboy.
Waterboy. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Best coach is the guy from the Happy Gilmore.
Chubbs.
There you go.
Chubbs, one-handed Chubbs in Happy Gilmore. Harv's in Stone Mountain. Harv, real quick, my friend.
Best coach is Tom Hanks in League of Our Own.
Absolutely right.
And as far as the other player, Walter Brennan in Rio Bravo.
Okay. Not what we were looking for, but I appreciate that. Will's in Athens. Will, real quick, my friend.
Yeah, the best coach, I was going to say Emilio Estevez in All the Mighty Ducks.
Okay.
And then the worst coach, I would say Burt Reynolds in the newest Longest Yard.
Oh, yeah.
It was just that movie. Horrible.
They never should have remade that. I'm with you on that. Johnny in Atlanta. Johnny, real quick.
Angels in the Outfield, and I can't think of the actor's name.
I don't know what you're talking about. The guy from Taxi.
But it was a great movie.
Yeah, I think it was the guy from Taxi and Angels in the Outfield.
Yeah.
Brent's up next on the Mark Arum Show. How are you, Brent?
Hey, Burgess Meredith in Rocky.
Very good. Very good. I wish I had a prize to give you, because that's an awesome that's an awesome get, but I got no prize. Do you want to guess the movie soundtrack?
I don't know.
No. Wildcats.
Yeah.
Finally. That was a horrible soundtrack.
That was
to the end.
I'm sorry about that.
No, that's all
right.
I
pulled my inner Dowden.
You pulled a Buford on the soundtrack. But that was pretty solid, though.
Yeah.
All right. So I tried to post that video on my work Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
I got to do it from the traffic center. So
okay.
I'll do it tomorrow morning. So if you want to see me do the electric slide on television, it'll be on my Facebook page tomorrow, Mark Arum, WSB. All right, star of the show.
Are you guys ready for the Mark Arum Star of the Show?
I wanted to give it to new producer of the Mark Arum Show, Jared Yamamoto, for actually giving me show prep today.
Yeah.
But Chuck Longoria nailing the celebrity net worths. I mean, we got to give it to him. Although you did pull a lousy soundtrack.
I did.
I'm torn.
Mm.
We'll give it to Chuck.
Okay.
Stop. I already gave it to Longoria.
Oh, you gave it to Longoria? All right. Cool. We'll give it to Longoria. You nailed it.
Yeah,
celebrity
I
net worth. You must be studying it at home. Random actors is Arum going to ask celebrity net worth on?
It's like I'm studying for a spelling.
You knew booger. You got booger
up
right
for it.
Yeah.
All right. We'll continue the conversation on Twitter at Mark Arum, Facebook Mark Arum WSB, Instagram Mark Arum. I got a couple things in the hopper. I got a new segment I'm thinking about. I'm toying about using on Wednesday. So we'll try it out on Wednesday. We'll see how it goes. Lonely Tailgater will be here as well.
Let us know what it is first?
Well, I'll tell you off the air.
Oh, okay.
Because I still have to tune it.
Tune it, okay.
But I think I've got a little fun thing we're going to start doing on Wednesday. Because Wednesdays, no offense to the Tailgater, Wednesdays, you know, we don't have something that really just smacks in the face and hits you hard.
Right,
so I think I've come up with something there. Thursdays were good. Sanjay and Johnny Kielbasa. Fridays, we got the comedian. So we just need a little pop on a Wednesday, and I think I came up with that. All right, let's get the hell out of here. Tomorrow, again, we're doing CNN debate, and then we're talking politics tomorrow, so it won't be the normal Mark Arum Show, but listen anyway, because everyone will be here. All right, on Twitter, at Mark Arum, Facebook, Mark Arum, WSB, Instagram, Mark Arum. Now, go to sleep, little baby. Didn't leave nobody but the baby. Don't you weep, pretty baby. Don't you weep, pretty baby. She's long gone with the red shoes on. Gonna need another loving.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.